All right, JB Trios. This will be in our episode 11, season 7. We got a guy with a front nine, our favorite, Mr. Neil Brady. He's coming up in the tent here in a few minutes. We got the Ancient Warrior with us. And we got the comeback kid. He's bowling good tonight. You are bowling good tonight, right?
Yeah, I am.
I knew it. I know. It's because you had to bowl next to Neil. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But the Ancient Warriors here. How did your match go with Gilbert?
I made a deal with Gilbert that I'd let him have it so we could have Chris.
What did you shoot today?
About a 560.
Oh my God!
You would never make top three. Never.
Oh, where's Kyle at? Where's Kyle?
Kyle.
Oh, he's right there. He's right there. Okay.
What, he shot good?
No, no. Well, he shot good, but he's our cameraman for...
I mean, how many points did you... How many points I'll take?
We're going to take about 40.
Maybe a sugar number.
So, yeah.
I think I voted for y'all.
All right, Kyle's right there, so he's good. He's in a good spot. Should have told Camilla to wait a minute.
Yeah, what the hell's Camilla? Oh, my goodness.
I need
that book
from Kyle. Camilla.
Everything got so quiet.
She's so focused.
I don't feel
cold. All right, there's the first shot. Solid.
He opened.
Solid 10.
Do you believe him that much?
Yes.
All right, it was a solid shot, guys. That's 10 in a row.
I don't think that would make someone more nervous.
Yeah. He's from the old school, so a lot of the old school bowlers used to wait. So they give him like a three-lane courtesy. So.
All right, he's about to throw number 11.
All right, 10 pin right here, 10 pin.
Oh, Chris, what a shithead. Opa hears this.
Come on, Bo.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
The 10 pin was a 6.
A solid 4 pin. Solid 4.
I know.
It wasn't a 10 pin, it was a 4 pin.
Chris called it.
I knew that as soon as we got that
quiet, I was like,
oh,
wow. What do you think, Leland?
God, I'm disappointed. I had all my money on Neil tonight. I'm out $200 now.
I'm going to lose sleep over this. How about you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going live, guys. What do you think your teammate shooting 10 in a row?
Oh, man, that's great stuff. I know he can always do it, though. He's always capable.
He is. All right, let's get the man. Neil, what happened?
Got probably a little slow. I got a little slow with it, right? And
it
so it just read about a foot early.
It did. It looked
and
good.
And that's why I wasn't going to hold.
Congratulations. So, good round.
I need some noise. I really don't like it.
I know. It went silent there. Oh, my God. Matthew Strick. I can't believe it. All right, JB Trails. That's it for the going live. Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 11. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, the comeback kid, Woodmancy.
Mark, the Ancient Warrior Merchant.
And joining us tonight is Mr. Neil Brady. Thank you for joining us, Neil.
Thank you for having me. No, that was not my voice.
That sounded like it.
It was Brian, one of the two.
I don't know. Maybe if you grab my nuts really hard,
ow.
Maybe I'd make that noise, but that's not normal.
Ow, Jesus.
I mean, I think Neil's up to that
age where he's used to having his nuts fondled, because doesn't he like doesn't they check for like colon cancer or like something like that? Like
isn't that how they
prostate cancer?
Chris, that's not how they check your prostate.
So but
yeah, Chris, but don't, exactly.
Don't,
that's exactly
don't you have to get that checked at a certain age? And you're
that's a Chris. That's a finger lift.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! So
I mean,
yeah,
I could have sworn I had a couple of doctors squeeze mine a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was doing a physical, they like cough. They're squeezing pretty
no,
good.
No, they yeah, weren't doing a physical on you. They told you that, but they weren't doing a physical on you.
Yeah, no, oh, those were grapes. They were squeezing.
Hey, when I was in college, I was a man.
Oh wow! We'll have to, that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having Neil on tonight because, as it happens, he made Bowler of the Week back-to-back weeks, which is the first bowler to do that this year. So good job, Neil. 700 wow, back-to-back weeks. At the beginning of this podcast, we added our live feed. We went live last Tuesday, and reason being because Neil had the front 10, and we even did a small interview with Neil. So Neil is on a roll, and his team's moving up the charts. They're in second. What do you think is the cause of this, Neil? Is this all of a sudden this bowling renaissance?
It is truly a team effort. Jared had to miss some time because he was having a little bit of leg issue.
I can't just stand here and listen to this shit. Can we fast forward this?
This is legit. This is legit stuff.
Guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now, fast forward a minute and a half to get to the fastest.
And you're only going to get an hour of this. Tomorrow night, you're going to get 2.5 hours.
Yeah. What I'm really interested in knowing, Neil, is what's been the difference the last 2 weeks with your bowling? Like how
my
you've been able to
personally?
Really, yeah, like yeah, you've really
is
picked it
a
up.
Younger, is it a younger thing in your life and that your wife isn't keeping up? What?
Well, oh, let me think. Let me see. Since your scores have been so low, Woodman, it hasn't okay, been a matter of beating you.
Okay.
That hasn't been a consideration.
I'm making a comeback.
And let's see. Yeah, I think you're in at least fourth in high average, maybe fifth now, so that's not a consideration.
Yeah, we're going to look at
least I'm trying to think. No, actually, it's been a team effort. Gil kept us afloat when he was bowling well. I was always shooting around 600, and I did get a new ball. I will plug the DNA, which I drilled up, Tom and Angela Wicker out of the ITRC in Arlington did a nice job on that ball, so that has paid some big dividends. You guys noticed, though, I didn't want to shoot 300 last week. I wanted to give me something to shoot for this week, so
oh,
I still have an upside.
I was hoping you would mess it up. If you hear the short little podcast we did that day, you'll hear me. Oh, watch this one pin. Boom.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Neil, you have to go back and listen. He is correct.
Okay. Well, you know what? At least I made my four pin, you know, because there are people out there who, under pressure, sometimes they miss nine pins, things like that. There are people like that. I don't know anybody, but it has been known.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's in the records that it's undefined. Like you have to have like parentals like access those records that it's undisclosed. It's like expunged from the records that you can't even see. All right, so we don't know who that person was. It happened so long ago that we just move on from the subject.
Well, yeah, this may be a promise that he's going to keep screaming this week a lot, so he's not going to stop screaming. So.
Brian, he screamed throughout the whole night. He was just trying to get in your guys' head, and it did not work.
No, he bowled well, too.
He did.
But it wasn't, yeah, but yeah, it's been a team effort. Everybody's been contributing. Jared's come back from the injury, and he's worked with a couple of guys down at the ITRC, and Gil's cool, been solid. Gil Bear won some nice little bit of scratch on Friday night over in Plano. So don't feel
really
free about
nice,
hitting him up for a drink or two. Yes.
Hey, really? That's info that we could all use tomorrow night.
Yeah, what was going on in Plano? What tournament?
It was the doubles Phonetic Friday. And okay, Gil, I don't know if he was the super senior or something like that. He was like a
super senior.
Right, that sounds about right. That sounds right. He's like 80 years old.
My God.
He's about 54, 55.
Yeah.
No, he's in his 60s.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
He's I didn't ever guess.
He's a year younger than me.
Oh, wow. So he's a year younger than you.
So
he's like Merchant, but with hair. So
and bold better.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, 3 out of 4 of us down here have our names listed on the sheet for the honor score. So
I'm on there too. All right.
Well, you're on like for maybe A for effort.
Hey, that's something. I'll take it.
But speaking of sheets, let's go over the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. I've been getting better and better about trying to get to the 3 minutes, so hopefully I can make it there tonight. First pair, team one, my team, which is who you calling a pinhead, bowled against Pin High. And unfortunately, Pin High took a beating from us. We won 40 out of 48. It was pretty much a slaughter the whole night. They didn't give us their best, which I wish they would have. I really want Craig and Gino's team to do really good, but they choked. So we won.
Choked on my dick.
Next, oh my God. Next pair. Not that kind of pair, but next pair. Team 5. Mark's
team. You said it right.
That's late sloppy seconds against Team 4. Blame it on the alcohol. And Mark's team won 30 out of 48. So kudos to you guys. Next pair was Team 7, the S team, the first place team against Team 11, Ricky. And the S team pulled out the victory, 43 out of 48. Seems like everybody got this big slaughter. Next pair was Neil's team, who, speaking of slaughter, they bowled against BD in the pocket, and they won 44 out of 48. So kudos to Neil. And the next pair, Team 10, they wish they had a slaughter. Team 10, that's Chris's team, put your thumb in Timmy against Almost Empty Nest, and it was a kiss your sister night. True, yeah. Kiss your sister.
We won.
24 and 24.
Wait, my team?
Your team, yeah.
No, we won.
No, you guys miscalculated. It was
what?
You guys said you had somebody winning total pins, but you did not, actually.
Who?
I think it was Camilla.
No, she won by 7 or something.
No. I sent you the numbers. You can relook at them.
No, there's some crib bookkeeping there.
No. You have to look. That's why I always send you guys proof.
So no 24 way. 24,
you can double check if you like in case if I am wrong. But the next pair is that. Wicked Trio against Team 2. OG pulled out the victory 26 out of 48. And the last pair, Team 6, that's Rick and his son Caden and George. They bowled up against Team 12, the men in the 10 pin. And Team 6, 3 fingers deep. Choked again, unfortunately. They lost big. It was 40 to 48 that was in favor of the men in the 10 pin. So they won. They're out of the gutter. So they're no longer in last. And speaking of positions, the S team remains on top with 338 points. Slate Rockhead has passed a ton of teams and has claimed second place. They are at 313, followed by Slate Sloppy Seconds right behind them at 298. BD in the pocket has fallen to fourth. They're at 297. Almost Empty Nest on their tail at 292. Team OG in sixth at 282. 3 fingers deep has fallen to seventh. They're at 280. Who you calling a pinhead? My team is all of a sudden behind them at 272, with Pin High dropping all the way to ninth. They are now below 500 and at 256. With Blame It on the Alcohol and 10th at 252, and Put Your Thumb in Timmy, Chris's team at 239, the men in the 10 pin at 221 and 12th, and in 13th, Wicked Trio at 216, and last, Ricky and the two Mikes at 188. There's your fastest 3 minutes of bowl.
Horrible.
For you guys?
Yeah.
I like
we tied.
It.
We tied.
Yeah, you guys did.
We're supposed to win.
Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to shoot 700, too, as well.
I want to recount.
Well, that's what you're there for, Mr. President. Recount and veto, or whatever it is that presidents do.
Yeah, whatever we're supposed to do.
Chris, I was even surprised you showed up last week, because I thought from the previous week's podcast that you were retiring.
Well, I was going to. I already had my resignation letter already pre-filled out. PDF already ready to send to leave, but Gilbert won. So I'm back in the league for another year, guys.
Oh, so you're so
spoiled. Wait, hold on, though. Hold on. To re-elected. Actually retire, you have to have some form of a career.
Yeah, I have a great career. I is a retirement because I established memories and I let a staple of me a part of this league.
You definitely have left your mark on the podcast.
Yes, exactly. See, and that's all that matters. At the
you're like a skid mark on my underwear. You left the mark, all right.
Oh. See, I'm like what Trump said, make America great again. I'm like, let's make this podcast great again.
Oh, my God.
Let's make this league great again. Because I heard this league used to be great a long time ago. You know what? I'm here now. I'm here now.
You know what? Here's the deal, though. You got to change your intro because Chris, the comeback kid, I mean, coming back from what? Three times loser? What are you coming back from?
I'm coming back to victory.
Yeah.
To victory.
First, you have to experience victory. Then you can get right back.
That's horrible. I am on a road to victory of the JB Trios.
Well, you know, at some point, you got to be on top. I mean, comeback is like meaning that you're on the bottom trying to come back to the top, but you've been coming back for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Adolf Hitler had the same approach in World War II, and how did that work
out? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You might have to come up with a new handle.
Yeah, I mean, come on the back is like not the best handle.
Comeback kid. it's like Billy the Kid. But
I was kind of shocked that you even like didn't even say it last week. It's like you were defeated.
I was defeated. Like, and I was mentally like you drained.
Defeated.
I was. Technically, I was.
But all was cured when Gilbert beat Mark.
Yeah, he brought a beacon of hope.
Oh, well, speaking of that, why don't we go over the details of that in your bracket? What happened?
Well, I didn't write it down because I know Gilbert won because his series was atrocious to Mark's. So I didn't have to write it down. But yeah, Gilbert won.
Mark's series was atrocious?
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this in my defense. You can't make a mistake against Gilbert. You can't throw a lousy game. I mean, absolutely. You can't make a mistake against that guy. So you got to come out strong and finish strong. Whereas when I was bowling Chris, I could fail for two straight games, be down 60 and still come back.
Give him a 60-point handicap and still come back.
That's sad truth.
You're never even out of it, even after 60 pins.
No. And last week, I started off with a bad game. And I just, you can't, you shoot a bad game against Gil, you're done.
Very true.
Yeah. You know, I got to hand it to him. He's a two-time winner of the Coke bottle.
Back to back. He likes his Coke bottle. Yeah, back to back.
He does like his Coke bottle. I mean, he gets it from the best. I mean, like, any bowler who bowls great knows the Coke bottle history.
And he begged me to make – and Gil begged me not to beat him because he needs Chris's money in the next round.
Oh, really?
Well, he should have won a – he said he won a bag last Friday, so – we'll have to wait and see and give him a little bit of a congratulations tomorrow night.
No, let's not do that.
Why not? He deserves it.
But we are doing a Coke bottle scratch bracket round part three. So please get your entries in. Pay $10. Winner takes all. I'm hoping to make a comeback right here.
When does that start?
It starts next week. Not this Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Okay. So we get a buffer.
Yeah. We sign up tomorrow. All right, we sign up tomorrow. We get everyone in, get everyone accounted for. All right, so find out who I'm winning, who I'm beating this time around. Gilbert is automatically disqualified. He has to be banned from joining.
Why?
I heard some conflict of interest in the polls of the community of the Coke bottle brackets.
What, did he say something behind your back?
I can't discuss it. This is a closed door. Feeling emotional. We do not wish you put the person on the pedestal at this moment. Please. Thank you.
Well, we might have to put you under an investigation or something because we think that's bogus. We want to have Gilbert win.
He's interested in making a championship belt, so he needs enough.
That would be bad. Another wood plaque. That would be awesome if he did that. Yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be badass.
Championship belt.
I would love that. I hope he does that. That would be cool.
Let's not talk about that.
All right. So do we got the results of the March Madness bracket? We've reached the final eight. Anybody got the results there?
Yes, I do.
Cool.
We are moving on to the Elite Eight, is it?
The Elite Eight. That's it. I think even the college game is in the Elite Eight, and so are we.
Yeah. So here it is. The it's first the match was Darren against Mike Ensline. Darren advances.
Yay! 6-4, Darren? Like OG, Darren?
Yeah. OG Darren. Oh, that's 643 to 606.
They, oh, I love it. That's cool. Good for Darren. So hope he's listening.
And then the next match was Jared against Patrick. 682 for Jared, 640 for Patrick.
Oh,
wow.
First time Patrick took a beating.
Jared advances.
Good for Jared. Good for Jared.
Match after that is our own Neil Brady.
Hey, nobody beats
versus Nancy Davis.
And
Neil Brady advances 740 to 590.
Ooh, wow.
On a retail,
and Nancy's been on a roll too, so he caught Nancy in a good week.
I told Nancy I had enough of your bullshit this week, so we're done.
Wow.
Next match was our host Lee McDonald.
Uh-oh. Here's the loss
versus Chris Saunders. Chris Saunders advances 649, 615.
Oh, my boy.
Yeah, boy. Yep. Like shit.
649, 615.
Good for Chris. Kudos to him.
Next match, Ricky Boudreau versus Anna Marie Davis.
Uh-oh.
And Anna Marie advances.
Oh, 6-8, my God.
618 to 615.
What? You're kidding. Three pins?
Closest match of the week. Then we had Bob Davis versus Tina Clay. And yes, we do get a Davis advancing 678 to Tina's 644.
Oh, Tina choked. She's the queen. She's not supposed to choke. Yeah, wow, Bob.
Hey, so
I want to say, are they brother and sister or are they in-laws?
I don't know.
Chris, do you good happen
question.
To know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm not sure. I want to guess maybe in-laws because I know he's married to Nancy, but I'm not sure what he is to Anna Marie. So I want to say in-laws maybe. I think Anna Marie and Nancy are sisters. I think. I'm not sure. But hey, Davis versus Davis. And then we got Neil versus who was that other one? Oh, Chris.
We still got two left here. We had James Singletary versus Peyton.
Uh-oh, Peyton's right here. Peyton, you listening?
And Peyton knows he advanced 675 to 577.
Wow. Peyton's
in there.
Nice.
Peyton.
The last match of the week, Gino versus...
Oh, come on, Gino.
Sayonara Gino. He doesn't
know. Are you serious? No. Okay, what's the scores? Get the scores out. Come on, he might be off by 5 pins.
That's your job, Mr. President.
I didn't do the scores this time. He did.
But I sent them to you. I sent them to you in text.
Okay, let me double check this.
616 to 582.
He might have made the same mistake I made. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Wow. So we got Mark versus Peyton.
Yep, we got Mark. Myself versus Peyton. We have Anna Marie versus Bob.
Oh, wow. Oh, Davis versus Davis. That'll be cool.
Yeah. And then we have Neil versus Chris Saunders. That's a good match.
That is a good match.
And then Darren.
Chris, I still put my money on Neil the way he's been bowling.
Yeah. Darren versus Jared.
Another good match. Wow. There's going to be matches with a lot of handicap, matches with very little handicap. So, best match of the night will definitely be Neil versus Chris.
Yeah, I think... You know,
not my Chris, guys. Don't get confused. It's not going to be a grudge match. It's going to be...
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about a good Chris.
Yeah, and when we say Chris, and we don't want people to tune out, so we mean Chris Saunders, not...
You know what? Well, I have a natural advantage, right? Because I'm not trying to handle three kids while I'm bowling. So that's worth like 10 pins a game right there, right?
Mark tried to use that against him last week when he faced him, but it didn't work.
Yeah. You know what? One of you guys need to come down with a scary mask to get that kid screaming.
Or just Chris bring his Coke bottle.
those kids have been super well behaved the last 2 weeks, and
I'm telling you, they're the best kids ever.
Yeah.
Well, and, give them a shot of that cough medicine. Doesn't that get them all riled up? Like, get them all.
I don't know, but
that's probably why they're so good.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one of them was knocked out last week, I think.
Probably, yeah, on a chair. I remember I took a picture.
Yeah, on a chair. Yeah, it was like they had to carry him out. But, I mean, you got to hand it to him. It's not easy, but that match, Neil, you'll be given 13 pins a game.
Not bad. Well, the kid factor evens it up, so we're really about scratch. So
Yeah. But Neil's going to lose by 33.
Oh, all right. I smell wager coming on.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, Chris, you'll be right there to witness it. You're on the same pair.
Oh, that's right. I'm gonna be
throwing your thing in two plastic balls, and I'm gonna bowl 520 series, but the whole land will be fucked up. So.
Wow. And usually people are like hidden about that, but you're like out in the open. You're telling them that you're gonna automatically do that and bring out the European.
Yeah, I'm just gonna throw the ball from like 10 pin and 7 pin, just start making an X in the lane.
Oh my God! I would not put that past you. You would call it trend.
Yeah.
Oh my God! All right, so there's the bracket. It is going to be the fourth round, the round of eight that starts tomorrow. We'll try to have a sheet printed out to kind of let everybody see the scores and everything. And Mark, if you could text me those scores so that tomorrow it'll give me a chance to make the bracket, and I'll try to get everybody a bracket.
Okay, so you want me to text you who's playing who?
And do you have the numbers by chance, the scores?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to take last week's bracket and then add the scores in. Now that we're all the seedings done, we're not going to reseed. So I'm going to put it down. So this past weekend was Easter weekend. Why don't we tell a little bit of story time now? Go off topic here. Chris, let's start with you. Apparently, you were at a ranch.
Yeah, ranch this weekend. Getting some shooting in and barbecuing and drinking. Yeah.
Shooting. In that order?
Yeah. It was shooting, barbecuing, drinking.
So what was the – and there was an Easter egg hunt, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
So this was at your father-in-law's place, right?
Right, yep. Hoffman.
Yep. Abel.
Yep. My son drives the big ATV, so he was just driving that.
Oh, wow. Your son, who's what, 8 years old?
Seven.
7 years old. He's driving the ATV, huh?
Yep.
Well, how about that? I mean, how many eggs did they have to find?
A lot. And then, I mean, a lot. And I was helping him. So there was a video of me chasing my son with a basket. I'm like, go. And I have a whole bag of shirts full of eggs, and I was taking eggs from little kids. I'm like, here. I'm like, here.
Well, you know what? It's damn good that your kids are replenishing that piggy bank so you can start.
Yeah, he made like $55. Money. He found $55 in eggs.
He stole?
Found. Stole.
I heard they were poker chips. Is that true?
Egg.
It was a lot of poker. There was a lot of poker play.
11 of them?
I mean, there was a lot of poker play that weekend. A lot of poker played. A lot. I think
Using the eggs that you guys found?
No. It was separate. Me, Sue, Gino was playing poker with the other relatives. And, man, there's one relative that we love, Cartman. She's fun. But me and Gino will tell you about this, Lee. Me and Gino, man, we were fed up. I lost $20 to her. But the whole night, I won 60. The whole night, I ended up plusing $60.
How come you always win?
I don't know, because people don't know how to play, other than Gino and Sue, people don't really know how to play poker. But this one girl, Carmen, she called every hand I'm talking about, and she literally told you, like, yeah, I'm just playing for the river. I'm just playing for the river. Yeah. Wow. Like, oh, you went all in? Okay, I want to see the river. I want to see the river. And she won every single river.
They call that suck out.
Yeah, and she it was annoying. She said, you had nothing. Why you called? Like, I like to see the river. I can't see the river if I don't bet. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's your mindset? and she cleaned me and Gino out for $20. So one game.
Well, so much for the kids' piggy bank.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Mark, what did you guys do? I heard you guys had a birthday party.
Yeah, today was my daughter's 16th birthday.
Wait, wow. You said your 16. Daughter or granddaughter?
My daughter.
This is daughter.
granddaughter. I can't hear the grand. Say again.
Daughter.
Oh, granddaughter.
She turned 16 today. She's our April Fool, baby.
Wait, when did you have her? During the Prohibition? When? Like, okay, she's 16.
He got married. This is 16. You remarried wife number two?
So you had her when you were 54 years old?
Oh, you big butthead.
No.
Is this your oldest kid, Mark?
This is the oldest at home. My oldest was born in 93, so she was born in 93, my oldest. So she's going to be, what, 32 this year? 32
this year? That's how old Chris is.
No, I'm 30.
Yeah.
I'm 30.
You were born in 93 as well.
Yeah, so she can't be 32. So I'm 30, and then I was born in 93.
My wife is 10 years younger than you then.
Dang. Oh, wow. Okay. Your wife is 20? Your wife is 20 years old?
She is, yes.
Congratulations.
That's what she said.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't say nothing about that.
She's from Russia.
Dude.
Oh, man. Oh,
she's Mel.
No. No, seriously, no, she is from Russia.
No.
Of course.
So, no. So wait.
She's West Coast. I'm East Coast.
So y'all still do the Sweet 16 kind of thing? Is that still a thing, Sweet 16? Like celebratory like birthdays? Where the woman becomes the girl becomes the woman.
16 can be a very, very expensive birthday. Put it that way.
No, I bet. Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
You know, it is because
what'd you guys do?
They're old enough. They're, you know, they'll be able to drive. I mean, and that's
a car? Oh, so you bought her a car? Is that what you're saying? You bought her a car? No.
Put it this way. She's going to get a car, so I need to find a car. So.
Uh-huh. So you can just rip it off of Chris. So what'd you guys do? Did you guys go out to dinner today or what happened?
Yeah, we always have a birthday dinner. She, you know, we'll pick the place and we had over 20 people there tonight. So my wife's brother came in town with his family.
Oh, nice.
So there's been a lot of us this week and cool. I had my fingers crossed it wouldn't rain, and today it did rain, but that's fine.
Very hail too in Denton a little bit.
Wow,
so that's why it rained. Mark did it. I see. Now I know. Yeah. All right. So that's pretty cool. So Neil, what did you guys do over the weekend?
Well, for Easter, let's see. My son was doing a testimonial at the sunrise service at 7 AM. That's much too early. No offense to Jesus, but I ain't getting up for 7 a.m. my daughter and I slept in and went to the 11 o'clock service.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, and let my wife and my son go to the early sunrise service. And then we visit an old neighbor who has been put in assisted living for the last couple of years against her own will, basically.
Oh, are we talking about Mark now?
No. And so we visited this lady in her assisted living facility, and I heard today from her daughter that she was very touched by the fact that we went over and visited her, you know, after not seeing her for a couple of years. So we gave of ourselves, you know, something that, you know, Chris Woodmansey would never think of.
I don't think so.
Himself, give him of your time for others, right?
Never.
So. I don't
see Chris doing that often. Yeah,
exactly. No. Exactly. Yeah, he needs to know the word.
His wife won't let him.
No, unless you pay me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time somebody tried to bribe a president. So,
well, Chris, it's funny you say you know unless you get paid, because literally when you said we went to the ranch, I was like, you went to the ranch like a strip joint or something?
How would you know that's a strip joint?
well, then the more you talked, I was thinking like the Bunny Ranch. Remember?
Like every guy's like,
yeah. But did
Hell
you?
Yeah, it is.
It's the all male ranch you go to. <Okay. laughs> Didn't you hear him say Gino a couple of times?
I was hoping for him to win.
Oh my god!
I was hoping. I was scared for him to win.
That brings up the old Coke bottle memory.
Oh, God. Hey, yeah, it does.
Don't knock until you try it. Is that what you're going to say?
Exactly.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say
You can't knock something if you haven't tried it.
Oh my God, that's nasty.
I don't know. There's some things I don't want to try. I'll just take your.
Yeah, I'll let you.
There's something I want to say. So this is disgusting, by the way. So close your ears or fast forward this subject.
Oh wow!
But it is the most disgusting thing I have ever put in my mouth. Tune in next time. Next podcast.
Okay. Oh,
what was that?
Oh my God.
Wait a second. Did I hear him say tampon?
I said tune in next time. Oh, no. Find out what it was.
Tune in next time. Right. Oh, yeah. What a spoiler.
I'm just joking. So what really was, this is the most disgusting thing I ever put in my mouth. So
I used tampon?
No. I never had, what do you call it? Manoodle.
And, oh, pig feet.
Yeah, and they took out this bowl. No juices or no sauce or anything like that. Soup, whatever, soup-like substance. They just gave me this beige, fatty substance in a plate, in a bowl. And I eat it. I was like, what is it? He's like, it's pig feet. I'm like real feet? Like, those little feet? He's like, yeah. I was like, it's just fat. I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, eat it. And the guy, oh, God, make me want to throw up. The guy literally picked it up and started eating it like it's fucking, like, disgusting. All right, fine.
I can't believe your partner. So he gave me. You haven't had menudo ever.
He gave me a piece of it, like from a different like feed, from a different part. But he wasn't eating, and I put it in my mouth, and I spit that crap out. I started throwing up. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth.
I'm a mixed baby too, and we grew up on menudo.
Wait, did you? So are you saying you like pig's feet?
Yeah, it's not bad if you cook it right.
That's so disgusting.
If you cook it right. Now, it sounds like they just tossed it in the pot and hopefully it cooked.
Guys, let's put a little chat in the system. Vote for pig feet or not pig feet. Oh, eat it? God. Would you eat it?
It depends on how you make it. If you make it right, it's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's like Rocky Mountain.
So there's a new segment. What disgusting thing is going in Chris's mouth?
Yep. Next week.
Here we go with another episode of Beat Mark's Picks. This was a major upset week. Somebody almost went undefeated.
Uh-oh.
Well, basically, somebody did. If you count the Kiss the Sister match as a win, somebody has gone 7-0.
Oh, I can't wait.
So 7-0.
I think I know who it is.
And this is the first time anybody's actually won them all. And that
we've
would
never
be
had this many picks before, so this no. is probably the first 7-0 we've
ever
had.
He's almost there. Let him say it.
Don't worry, Chris. It's not you. It actually is Chris.
No!
Suck it!
Oh, no, yes. It can't
be. Come on!
It cannot be the first 7-0 ever. No.
Yes, sir.
It is Chris, but wait a second. He did think that his team won last week, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he voted against his team.
Yes. That should count.
Yeah.
No, you did the writing, so it's Kiss Your Sister. No. What
you
did
you
say in the 3 minutes?
Against your team.
Yeah, you're right, but you stated in the 3 minutes of fast, it was a Kiss Your Sister.
And you disputed that.
I tried to, but hey, let's look in the sheet. Let's see how many points we got. Let me see how many points we took. We took 24. So it's already in the system. So it was a Kiss Your Sister.
Wow.
Well, Chris did go 7-0 counting the
Suck it.
Crazy.
And
see the guests came and go 7-0. So give me $20, Mark.
No.
Wait a minute. No. Where did that come from?
That was a bet. Remember, yeah. the guest doesn't get 7-0 by the end of the podcast. By the end of the
guest.
Season.
The guest.
Yeah, remember, the guest. Guests have to get 7-0 one week to get $20. If they don't go 7-0 by the time the season's over, Mark pays me $20.
Well, they haven't gone 7-0 yet.
Well, they won't. I did. I overrule.
Oh, God. Selected bookkeeping.
Well, anyways, Lee, you did go 6-1.
I'll take it.
And our guest went 6-1.
Nice.
Oh, that's a close one.
And that was Gilbert.
Gilbert.
And I went 4-3.
Suck it. I'm in second.
Come on.
I'm in second.
Yeah.
No.
I'm in second.
You got passed by Chris, Mark.
unfortunately, by one. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You are the lead of 45 wins, 44 losses, so you finally broke over 500.
Oh, right.
Chris, nice. You're 43 wins, 46 losses.
You're going to get me by two
back. And myself is 42 wins, 47 losses.
Where
so
you belong.
Three off the lead. Our guest is 38 wins, 30 losses.
Mm-hmm. Wow, our guest is way above 500.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Seven.
Hold the applause. Hey. Hold the
See,
applause.
Only Chris, the comeback kid, can get that.
Okay. The first 7-0 in our picks history.
You might have to double check his score last week. They might have won 26.
I might have to double check. No, it's too late. Yeah, you already put it in the system.
We'll let the listeners vote if they want to let Chris get away with the 7-0.
Because if we win, that means you went 7-0, Lee. Because you voted for my team to win.
I did. I voted for your team to win. So,
and that was the one
that's my one loss.
He was the only guy that did.
Yeah.
Well, he was the only guy that voted for you.
Tell us what they think. So let's see how many votes we can rack up and just make a comment on our Facebook page of what you guys think. We should let Chris's team claim the victory, or should we let it go kiss yourself?
Fine. But they say we claim the victory, then you better give us 2 extra points.
All right.
You better give us 2 extra points on the sheets. On the sheets.
You only need half a point.
2.
So first pair, and this is one of those weeks where everybody has bowled everybody twice. So now we're going back to week one where it's like team one bowls team two, three bowls four, and stuff like that. So the first pair on 19 and 20, team 11 bowls team 12, Ricky and the Two Mics against the men in the 10 pin. What's the spread on this?
Ricky and the Two Mics get 44 pins a game.
Nice. 44 pins a game. And they're currently in last, and Men in the 10 Pin are only 2 spots ahead of them, so it's going to be a close pick. I'm going to stick with my rule that's been working for me so far, that whichever team's ahead in the standings, I'm going to go with them. So Men in the 10 Pin for me.
Same with me.
Uh-oh. Mark's going to start copying me now. What do you think, Chris?
Man, who are they going against? I didn't hear.
Ricky and the Two Mics.
yeah, I heard that. Who's Ricky going against?
Against the Men in the 10 Pin.
Oh, I got
him. Wait, Victor.
You talking about Gary. Gary and
Gary, that's it.
Cody and Cody, Sean.
That's right.
Yeah, I got Ricky and the Two Mics.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right, Neil.
Okay, well, you know, like most things in life, go opposite of Woodman, you'll probably have success. So I'm going to go for Team 12, because Ensline, he was great a couple of weeks ago, but he looked pretty bad last week. And Michael, usually pretty solid. Ricky, he talks a big game. He's always like, hey, look at what I'm shooting. And I'm like, yeah, 193 ain't that great. So, yeah, I'll go with Team 12. Thank you.
Nice. All right, next pair, Team 7. That's first place team, the S team, against the former first place team, Pin High. What's the spread on this one?
61 pins to Pin High.
Wow. I got the S team. Aggressive.
Yeah, I have to follow. They're in first, and there's a reason why they're in first. They got the queen. So S team.
Yeah, this is, I would like to vote against the S team. God, man. But those guys have been struggling lately. But I am going to take Pin High.
Ouch. Yeah, they have been struggling. And they don't like when you pick them either.
Yeah, I'm going to take them. I think maybe Gino will snap out of it. And
Let's hope. All right, Neil, who you got?
You know what? I'm going against Chris, right, in the bracket?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, Craig and his team has been struggling quite a bit. That's why I'm going to have to go with the S team also. So Chris will bowl fine, but he won't bowl well enough to beat me. But he'll bowl well enough to beat Pin High.
So this will be the week that Mark makes a great pick, and unfortunately.
No. I'm not feeling overly confident.
I believe my boy. I believe in Chris.
I do too. I believe
in Gina's going to give him the 1-2 to Chris.
And Diego. Special. Diego's going to bowl a great game too.
I think they're all three going to get the 1-2 special by Gina.
The one I don't know. They read your book.
Yep.
If Greg takes one look at the little baby, it could be a screaming night for that child. So
Let's hope. All right, next pair, 13 and 14. This is BD in the pocket against Almost Empty Nest. Fourth place team against fifth. So this will be a tight match. What's the spread on this one?
205 pins a game.
What? Damn. And two of those bowlers are going to be bowling in the big bracket, the Davises.
Against each other. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're going to be not only watching the other team, but each other. So I wonder if that's going to play a factor in it. I'm going to have to go with BD in the pocket, only because of the higher seed.
I'm going to go the other direction. I'm taking Empty Nest.
Wow.
Wow. It's a lot of pins.
It is. And it
who
really
you got,
is.
Lee? Lee, who did you say?
I chose BD.
I got BD.
Man, you're copying my picks.
No, that's a hard pick, though. That's a hard pick.
It's a hard BD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Neil, who you got?
You know what? I'll go with BD also. I don't know. I don't really have a real good feel for this one.
Tough pick.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just my gut feel.
Okay. Next well, pair,
if,
my
if we
team.
Don't, if we oh, don't hear much out of Brian, then you know he ain't bowling good.
If he does what he's supposed to do and stay loud, Neil says he bowls better when he's louder.
That's true.
Yeah, so, you'll hear him when he's loud. I mean, if he bowls good, you'll hear him.
All right, next pair, my team. Who are you calling a pinhead against the Resurgence OG, Patrick and Darren, whose Darren is still in the big bracket? What's the spread on this one, Mark?
Spread is 111 pins.
Damn, and Patrick's been on fire. Peyton's been bowling pretty good for our team. Me and Greg have been in the tank, so that's partly why we've been sucking so much.
I got Peyton's team.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I believe in my boy Peyton.
Yeah, I'm going to take you guys as well, but that's a lot of sticks. It's not going to be easy.
It is a lot.
I hate going against my team anytime, and it's helped me in the past, but I've got a feeling tonight or tomorrow night it's going to work out for us. We're going to come together and definitely ride Peyton's shoulders on this one. So I think I'm going to pick my team as well. All right, Neil, who do you think?
You know what? Patrick was hot a couple weeks back. I mean, right? He bowled some big scores, like 670, 680 scratch.
Last month.
He's kind of fallen off a little bit, I thought. So I'm going to go with Lee. I'm going to go with you guys.
Right.
You know what? Actually, usually when I see Peyton throw, I might be like, you know, pairs away from him. Always throwing a lot of strikes. You found something. You've kind of got – I know you said you're down a little bit, but, you know, usually when I see you throw the ball, it looks pretty good. So I'll go with you guys.
Thank you. All right, next pair, good match here. Wicked Trio against Blame It on the Alcohol. What's the spread here?
The spread here is 70 pins.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it was that much. Shit.
70
pins. Wicked Trio, right?
Wicked Trio is getting 70 pins, yeah.
All right. What do you think, Mark?
I'm going to go with Blame It on the Alcohol here. And I'm going to do a side bet with Chris. I'll take Fred. We'll beat Chris this week.
No.
Come on, you replenish the kid's bank.
I'll be focusing too much on.
So what? You don't want to take, Fred, you don't want to bet 20.
Wow. It's because he knows Fred's coming back. Last week,
Fred, he knows, but Fred is going to kill it.
I'm going to have to go with Blame It on the Alcohol as well. I think Fred's found something, and Garrett, very reliable. I know he's been dropping some pins lately, but I'm going with Blame It on the Alcohol. I think they're going to come together.
Yeah, last week, Fred had a new ball, new shoes, new underwear. It was a whole new Fred.
A new attitude.
He had everything. He had a new ball, new shoes, and new underwear on. He did it.
He should have wore the Caden shorts.
I got to blame on the alcohol as well.
Wow. All right, Neil, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll go with Blame on the Alcohol also.
Oh, wow. Last two teams have been unanimous, so there's two losses for us in the books, probably. All right, next pair, 5 against 6. Chris's team, Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds against Three Fingers Deep, which is Rick and Caden and George. 29 and 30, not so easy a pair. What's the spread on this one?
Now, this is the closest match of the week. It's 3 pins. And wow. I will say the last two times we bowled this team, they did not have Rick. One time they had Logan, and we were on 31 and 32, and Logan was the only guy that broke 600. The rest of us were like in the 510, 515. It was horrible. And then the last time we bowled them, Rick didn't bowl, and they brought in Blake, and he shot a 7-something against us. So we have not faced this team with Rick there. And we have been kind of struggling a little bit, losing games by less than single digits. We've lost a lot of games over the last couple of weeks by single digits, but I'm going to go with our team. I think we'll get out of the funk.
I'm going with your team as well, mainly because you're ahead in the standings, but you also got your MVP that's still bowling good. Kyle, he's bowled good last week, except for the first game, but I have a feeling that he's going to keep it up. He really wants that MVP, and he's coming down to the wire. We're already in week 30, so we've only got a few more weeks left, so I think he's going to hold you guys up.
I got Ron's team as well.
Oh, you mean Mark's team?
Yeah, no, Kyle's team, sorry.
All right, that's 3 out of 4. This is your nemesis team.
Rick is really struggling. He's having a heck of a time trying to do much hooking the ball. So if he does show up again, yeah, they're going to have a tough go. So I'm going with Slate's sloppy seconds also.
Oh, you picked him. Wow. And it's another unanimous pick. Wow. Nice. All right. Last pair. Last pair, the most controversial pair, the best match of the night, Chris versus Neil. And it's even going to be heads up, you guys. Both anchors are going to bowl heads up. We're going to save your guys' picks for last. Mark, what is the spread on this?
Okay, the spread is a real low 54 pins.
What? They shouldn't be getting that many pins.
They should be getting more. You shouldn't. Come on. But this is on Chris's favorite pair, is what he says.
Yes,
right?
Favorite pair, yep.
This is your favorite pair, Chris.
Yes.
But this here isn't even going to be close.
Oh, what do you always say, Mark? What is it?
Man, this is a no-brainer. This is Slate's Rockheads all the way.
The easiest pick of the night?
Easiest pick of the week.
That's always done, Chris's team. Sorry, Chris. I've been riding you guys for the last month. This is the first time I'm going to have to go opposite. Slate's Rockheads is basically built to win any league. You can throw them on a men's league of pro bowlers. You could throw them on handicap leagues like us, and they are tailor-made to win the league. They have got the league by the balls, and they are in prime position to win it all. I am going for Slate's Rockheads. Jared, Gilbert, and Neil.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee. Good job.
Yep. And just like, I mean, you said, yeah, they could go any league because, I mean, combined age is like over 200.
Because you mentioned that, I'm going to let you go last. So let's hear what Neil's got.
But Lee, first, I got to say, that was a bunch of bullshit.
That was perfect. We're trying to work on the new intros. I think that was a great intro.
Well, thank you, Lee. We appreciate it. Chris, the first question I have for you is, okay, remember those personalized plates I found online? Have you partaken in any of those? Some of the ones that were particularly germane.
There's some
Mr.
Good ones.
Fowl.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones.
Over the line. Right? Come on. Those you gotta put those on the back of your car.
Those are some good ones. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed when I saw them.
You could probably get them license plates.
You gotta think they're available. I looked them up online. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
For $35, they're his.
Wow.
Yeah, like I
pay the $35 just to put it on his car.
I might help you with that. If you could put Mr. Fowl out there, that'd be awesome.
No, if I lose a bet, then yeah, I'll do it.
Whoa.
Okay. So
all right, that's the end of the year bet. You got to get.
Since this is a pick, I'm going to go with my own team. We're bowling well. I feel good. I tweaked my game a little bit on Saturday, which is only going to provide more scoring progress. But yes, I think Slate's Rockheads will be triumphant this week. And, you know, when you think about putting your thumb in it, I may be using the whole fist this week.
So oh, really?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
God. Well, you know what? We can put a Coke bottle up there. We can put a fist.
Oh, my God. The visuals. Chris,
there is hope for you this week, Chris, if you don't wear the jock strap.
Oh. Talk about Mr. Foul.
I don't foul.
All right. I've been waiting the whole segment for this particular one pick. So, Chris, give it to us. What is your pick?
Of course.
And give us the reason, too.
Oh, my God. Of course, I am picking. There. See?
What? What? We couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I said, of course, I'm picking. See? And because.
Come on. You can say it. Just go ahead and say it.
Of course, I am picking.
Does it involve an appendage?
I am picking the AARP group, okay?
Oh, my God. Wow. You mean you're picking against your team?
You're already defeated already. We're not.
I mean, okay. In commonality, if it was just me versus them three, of course, it would be me. I'd vote for myself. But I have to rely on two other people.
Oh, my God. That's the story.
Hey, I got a prop bet for you. Woodman, you got a prop bet. I'll bet you $20. You take your score in handicap times three against me, Jared, and Gil with our handicap, and we'll beat you. So we'll do a $20 side bet. That's our prop bet.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
I'm waiting. I want to hear this.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about it. I'm actually thinking about that too.
Well, you get yourself times three, and then you don't gotta
exactly
or Camila.
Yeah.
So if they suck it, like you usually say, they suck it, then it won't matter.
Then you would say
right.
That.
Exactly.
And if you're not man enough for $20, fine. You can buy me a large sweet tea.
Then maybe you could. Maybe, yeah. I mean, you put your work. You got to put your money where your mouth is. You just said it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did. I put myself in the book. Okay.
You sure did. You put the Coke bottle in the mouth.
Hey, all I'm saying is, all I'm going to say, tomorrow night, we're Iowa and you're LSU. So if you saw the basketball game tonight, we're strapping it on and we're going to town. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, my God. All right, Chris, we're waiting for your answer.
I mean, I'm closely saying it because my pride is on the line now.
Like $5.
It sounded like you were all full of pride a minute ago.
I know.
You take more money out of the pots at your poker nights at your house. I mean, come
on. Wait. You want to do a sweet tea?
What's that?
A sweet tea? That's his thing level of confidence.
On the poker games, he's the bank.
Did you say sweet tea? Well, yeah, so $20. $20, me versus your three.
Correct.
My handicap. Three. Okay, what's the average handicap? What's the Joe Bear get?
We get
Okay,
slow down there, Chief. Okay, Gil Bear in handicap, Jared gets 19, Gil 14, me 10. So we get 43 a game, and you yourself get...
I get 14.
45, because you get 15 and you're going to get 3. So
42.
I see 15 handicap.
Oh, he said 14.
I thought 14.
So you're going to get 2 extra pins of handicap per game, multiplying yourself times 3.
So just put it this way. It's like be like your 565 with handicap times 3.
Know what? Okay. Well, okay. State the deal again.
For $20, right? Whoever loses will pay the other person. Me versus you, $20. We take the Slate's Rockheads scratch scores plus handicap, so all in, right? So we're just talking total pins, right? We're not talking individual points. We'll just go total, right? Versus 3 times your scores, right? So, like, if you average 203, which you do, not in the top three in the league.
That's 609. Yeah, 609.
That's right. And if you get your 15 plus your 45, that'd give you 654. So, if you hit your average, then you're going to get 654 times 3, which is 1962. So
I like it too, but what to say that they all shoot like 250 games away above their average.
You said you'd do it. Your team would win.
Yeah, you said if it was Utah, you without Camilla and
right.
Leland,
you'd win. That's right.
That's what you said.
Well, you can't backpedal on this one.
Okay, I'll give it. This is like Lotto. You have 1 hour before we actually start bowling to make your decision.
No, I'm going to make it now.
The bet is no.
I appreciate that, but I want to make it now so everyone can hear.
No, it's okay.
All right,
no,
we're up against it, Chris.
Because you're not man enough to make the bet right now. I'll post it on Facebook tonight, and everybody can shame you into accepting it.
I know. No, I am. I'm accepting it now. Done.
Oh, all right. It's locking in.
$20.
You can't take it back. You can't take it back.
In U.S. dollars. Don't pay me in Kwan or Won or any other.
Don't pay those.
City currency. Yeah, don't pay me in poker chips either.
You heard it here first. So. No Easter eggs.
Hey, just make sure when you pay me, it's in dollar bills, okay?
Oh, because he wants to go to, what was that, the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
All right, so there you heard it first, the bets on. Those were the picks. I'm sorry we're up against this. We've got to hurry up. Real quick, bowler of the week, Mr. Neil Brady, 86 pins over his average with a nice 707 series. Good bowling there. Kudos to Sean Taylor, 85 pins, and Kyle Hall, 70 over. Tina Saunders again, bowler of the week for the ladies, 44 pins over her average. Kudos to Tina Clay and Anna Marie Davis. Going over to high average, Mr. Neil Brady again, dominant at 208. Right behind him, Garrett, 205. So Neil's got a 3-pin lead now. Jill Barrett, 204. And Chris is not in the top three. He is at 203, currently in fourth place tie.
Oh, see, I'm almost there.
Camilla is dominating at 170 for the ladies. Right behind her, Amanda at 145 and Nancy 133. Peyton's still in the lead for most improved at 16.87. Tina, 21.85. She might take the whole thing. And for MVP race, Mr. Kyle Howell still in the lead, this time gaining some points on his runners-up. Kyle at 147, Gino 139, and George 136. Tina Saunders also, no race here. She's dominant, 137. Next is Anna Marie Davis at 107 and Nancy Davis at 105. And there you have it. There's our podcast. We'd like to thank Neil for joining. Appreciate you, buddy.
No problem. All I'm going to say is I'm going to watch out for a Jeff Galooly type character, because Woodman with a mustache and a raincoat.
We forgot to do Neil's top 10 movie pick. We'll have to do that next time you're on, Neil.
Oh my god,
sounds good.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I know y'all are happy to hear that I'm back, baby, for one more year as your president and dear friend and dear solely best podcaster to listen to. Tune in next week as you've seen that I can't beat three old men in a partridge. And that I am the best and nothing but the best. And I will be raking in $20 from Neil Brady.
Oh my God.
That's perfect. If you don't return, you'll be like Brian saying, fuck it.
That was good. All right, guys. So thanks again. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Y'all be safe, guys.
Good night. Take it easy.
Sleep well. Bye-bye.
Sleep well.